Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the reading, you'll notice that I'm going to change the translation just slightly where the word says continue. That Greek word is meno. It's most often abide, and I think that gives a clearer direction about what Jesus is talking about here. And then also just notice that little introduction word, if. Hang on to that in your mind as well. Jesus said to the Judeans who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. Invite the children to please come forward and on this Reformation Sunday help us proclaim the good news of the gospel. Welcome. Oh, a lot of red and green. That's good. And blue. All colors welcome. So let me ask you this. Do you guys have friends? Raise your hand if you have friends. Everybody's got friends. Are friends a good thing? Who can tell me a good thing about friends? Yeah? They help you out. Yes. They keep you company. Yes. You can trust them. You have more fun with more friends. I think that's true. Yes. And you can invite them over for a sleepover. Oh, what? Okay. For a play date. Yes. So that's, friends are a good thing. Now, if I ask you, would you be my friend? Would that be a good thing? Would you guys be my friend? Okay, thank you, thank you. But what if I said, if you can be my friend if you are not friends with someone else? Would you do that? You wouldn't? Why not? It depends. Honestly spoken. Yes? You do want to be friends with the other person. Jesus today was gathering with people he had called friends and who wanted to be disciples and his friends. But they were thinking, we are these particular folks. We come from Abraham and Sarah. We're special friends, and maybe other folks aren't quite so special, but Jesus was saying our ancestry, or the place from which we came, doesn't determine who our friends are. Our friends can be anybody, right? And should our friends be everybody? Yeah, I think so. I think that's what Jesus is saying in the lesson today. Because is Jesus friends with everyone?
Yes.
Yes, he says, I call you friends. You are Jesus' friends. And because that's true, we can be friends with others, correct? Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for being willing to be my friend, and I'll be your friend. And together, what should we do?
Be friends.
Be friends. Amen. Thank you, guys. Uh-oh, got to pray. That's a friend. Well, I think friends pray, right? Because we remember each other. Dear Lord, we give you thanks that you call us friends, that you love us and care for us and redeem us, and that in your Holy Spirit you bind us all together as friends, and you send us forth in the world to share your love and your friendship and your promises. Bless these children this day in Jesus' name. All say amen. Amen. Thank you. Now that is ironic. If you abide in my word, Jesus says, that is, if you are related to me in trust, in love, in hope, you will be free. Jesus is the word. Jesus, as the word made flesh, is talking about being connected to him, to be in relationship with him as a person. In that relationship, you will be free. And in that freedom, there is a place for you. I love that. There's a place for you. You will belong, not as in ownership, but as in relationship of care, of friendship, of love, of helping. With Jesus, you have a place forever with God. We trust. If you abide in me, he says, today we gather, we wear red. We are knocked out by the tremendous music. We remember the Reformation. Martin Luther desperately wanted to find his place, a place with God. He felt so acutely the pain that one of Valerie, my favorite poets, the late John O'Donohue, says is probably the worst pain. That is a broken belonging. Of not being included, of not being welcome, of being isolated, rejected. Luther's own experience was that he could not gain that place. He could not belong by his piety or because he was a priest, that is, because of his status. Try as he might, it just wouldn't work. Luther also had a great insight into his times. He understood it just wasn't me out there feeling this. And he had a great heart that hoped that all of his friends, his parishioners, all of his people also might find their place with God. For that was the church's purpose, to proclaim good news that we might find our place in through Christ Jesus in God's heart, in God's community. He wrangled with the church because some of the church's practices in his time worked against this true relationship with God. Because it is true that we don't earn our relationship of care with our loved ones. We know that's true. We don't buy a relationship with our friends, our spouse, or others. We don't gain our place with God by status or by special transactions. There is no freedom in that kind of activity because one could never do enough. That was Luther's experience, no matter how pious he was, no matter his achievements of in the academy or elsewhere, there was never just enough. He was never good enough. He never gave enough. More and more seemed necessary, but nothing helped. In Luther's heart, in his mind, that was bondage, and it was. But Luther, in the words of Jesus and in the words of St. Paul, in the person of Jesus the Christ, experienced freedom from bondage. He experienced the Word made flesh, connected to the person of Christ in forgiveness and life, when he could only feel death and exclusion. In Jesus' own life, death, and resurrection, Luther experienced the free gift, which made him free and gave him a place to belong in the heart of God. And from that place, "Here I stand," Luther says, he moved the whole world. "If you abide in my word," Jesus is having this conversation with friends, with those who would be his disciples, with those who wished to be connected to him. But Jesus was pointing out that it was not because of their ancestry. We are descendants of Abraham. It wasn't because of their lineage or their status that made one free and gave them a place with God. Freedom and true home came from God in Christ Jesus as a gift. Freedom is grounded in that relationship with Jesus the Christ. If you abide in my word, if you abide in me, the word made flesh, you will be in the heart of God. You will be with God, who has expanded, as the children explained to us. We can't constrict this idea of friendship, of community of God. We expand it out. It's not exclusive. God's place includes all people. The example I'm thinking of is the kind of ruinous relationships that some folks have by just doing that, trying to exclude others from being in on a relationship. So we isolate perhaps our spouse or our friend, but that's such a bondage as we experience and know. If you abide, I only caught just a word or two of Michael's presentation today, but maybe this fits. If you abide, we live in times that reflect a similar challenge that Jesus was confronting as he confronted those who would be his disciples. Sadly, we know too much, too well in our own country what the history of slavery is about. The question is, who belongs? Who belongs in the house? Who belongs in our home? Who is our friend? Who belongs in our country? Many feel that their country has been taken from them. I can remember in our own community, as we became more inclusive, for some folks that felt so different that they said, "I don't feel like I belong in this community any longer." That's happening in our country as well. I don't feel that I belong. But on the other hand, many perhaps have never felt welcome. Ancestry seems to be a major criteria these days for freedom and for a place. Who belongs? It's a spiritual issue, even as it has become perhaps the most fundamental political issue we face. It's an issue of freedom, an issue of truth. The power of Christ is that he included in his community, in his love, in his relationship, those who had no place, those who were outcast, the poor, the lost in spirit, as Luther was, and gave them life, gave them his life and a new identity as children of God. New creations restored. This was God's will, very will from creation itself. Jesus was and is and will be that word of life which renews and restores. On the cross, the place of death, Jesus suffers all the brokenness of broken relationships, especially the one with God. But Jesus' truth, Jesus is the truth, his word, his relationship to God would not die, could not die. He rose in forgiveness. He was always rounding us up as friends, as forgiven, as ones to receive the promise of life and to have our place with God. Today, we gather. We abide in God's word. We abide in Jesus. There's no ifs about it. With Luther, we trust that there is no if. The promise of Christ Jesus is sure. We live by faith. Because that is true, we make our home with many. Amen. with the whole church. We confess our faith. We use the words of the Apostles' Creed.